The budget is expected to deal with business innovation. The Conservatives have given out billions of dollars in tax incentives to encourage research and development since 2008. And companies that benefit from that tax credit will be watching closely. Philip Leshanick has more.
It's an unlikely place to look for a treatment for breast cancer, among the 2.5-meter-high tobacco plants in a greenhouse at the University of Guelph. That's exactly where Don Stewart's company is looking for it.
We're working on producing low-cost biologic drugs using tobacco plants to expand the use of a drug in breast cancer patients.
Stewart's startup company, Plantform, employs 10 people, mostly highly educated scientific researchers. It gets about $300,000 in federal tax credits.
I mean, the challenge in smaller companies is actually building up cash and building up credibility. So this is one way of helping with our cash flow.
But just 5 years away from going into production, Stewart says he needs money now. He'd like to see those R&D tax credits refundable immediately. Minister of Finance Jim Flaherty has heard for calls to make the program bigger and broader, but for now he will only say there will be continued support for R&D in tomorrow's budget.
We will ensure that we continue to foster science and innovation and research in our country.
Canada's research-based pharmaceutical companies say they account for 3/4 of all the money spent on clinical trials. Mark Ferdinand speaks for those companies. He says refundable research credits should be open to non-Canadian-owned companies.
Would that make a difference in terms of bringing investment to this country? We believe it would.
But not everyone thinks research and development tax credits work. Canadian auto workers economist Jim Stanford says the federal program amounts to another business write-off, used to offset other business expenses rather than invest in new technology.
Making it refundable will certainly make it lucrative for business, but I don't think it will have any real impact on the amount of R&D spending that goes on in Canada.
Stanford would like to hear from a government-appointed panel of experts on whether the federal program works before spending billions more. Others say the time to expand the program is now, before more R&D jobs move offshore. Philip Leshanock, CBC News, Toronto.